Up first in this hour, though, we get on board the telephone line to welcome into the program a former model, now the author of the book, Becoming Authentically Me, and a soul empowerment coach. Brigitta Visser joins us. Brigitta, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Richie.
Well, great to have you with us. So first question is the obvious one. What exactly is a soul empowerment coach?
Well, it says it in the wording, doesn't it? soul empowering means empowering your soul back to the grid of your existence, returning to, you know, a more authentic version of yourself, because people, you know, many people have walk around having disempowered themselves because we live in a society where we allow society to dictate who we are rather than allowing ourselves to dictate who we want to be.
I wonder, how much do you think a role does social media play in getting us further away from our authentic selves?
Oh, so much. It's funny that you mentioned that. I was speaking to my mom the other day about it, because when I came, and, you know, I'll give you an example, very black and white. When I came back to the UK from St. Petersburg in Florida in 2017, and I was 43, I had lost everything once again. I had to start from scratch again. Story of my life, but it's fine. And, you know, you look at social media and you see all these people and you see their achievements and you see the homes that they have. You see that they're married and that they have kids. And, you know, people post all these achievements on social media. And I felt very down in the dumps. And I said to my mom, I said, look at that. I said, you've got everything. And I said, look at me, I've got nothing. I've got nothing to show for. And she looked at me and she said, Brigitta, but your life has not been conventional. How many people can say that you've traveled the world, you've absorbed yourself in different cultures, you've worked in so many different countries, and you've gained so much, experience. You've clocked up so many experiences. And she just said, how many people can say that? So it does influence. And that's the same with social peer pressure, you know, as well. I think social media in itself sometimes is a bit of a pandemic, because people like to live up to a certain image. But the question is always, Richie, what's real and what's the illusion?
So what did you do? What was the process of you finding your and becoming your authentic self?
Oh, my life's been a roller coaster ride. So, in a nutshell, well, I was abused as a child by a friend of the family. And because I did not heal that, you know, I was 11 years old, and the 1980s were a completely different era. And from that, and I kept it in, I didn't even dare to tell my parents at the time, because it was a friend of the family. And from there on, when we moved, this happened in Malaysia. I grew up in Singapore, Malaysia. And when we returned to Holland, my father passed away from coronary heart disease, and I only just turned 14. And then high school in Holland was completely different. And I got bullied so badly because I was very skinny, and I was a very timid mouse. I was very quiet. If you could give me the invisible cloak from Harry Potter, I would have gladly taken it. But even going to the classroom, and if there were guys in the hallway, I would make sure I would take the long way around because I was too scared to pass them. And it was like one bit of trauma created another bit of trauma. And then when I went into the modeling, because my mom put me on this course, she was like, you know, I hope this will quicken the confidence. But it didn't, because I was walking around with the weight of the world on my shoulders. And I was really like, the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And this hairdresser picked me out, and he said, oh, do you want to work for my hair show as the main model? And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is great. Well, it wasn't, because What did he do? He cut my long hair and he made a pixie haircut. And I felt so ugly, so ugly. But, you know, there wasn't any magic potion to make my hair grow back. And I did, after high school, I mean, I did go into the modeling industry. And, there is so much, it's a kettle marker. I didn't really work much at all. And that's okay. That's okay. I didn't have a thick skin. I was not the type to sleep around because I know a lot of models slept around. But, you know, to each their own. And I've also been assaulted in the modeling industry. So I had that. And then my stepdad passed away in 2000. And I ended up in a bit of a wrong crowd. I can say wrong crowd. You know, I took full responsibility because, you know, I had a short stint with drugs and I nearly killed myself. And I told my mom about it, and the person said, "Bernita, are you still doing it?" And I'm like, "No, mom, no." And I didn't. And from there on, I waded into toxic relationships. So it was, like I said, one bit of trauma created another bit of trauma, and it just got worse and worse. And my superpower was starving myself. And working like a maniac, because that is what I could control. And so finally, I think it was in 2009, when I was living out in Holland, and my ex was like this part-time crack addict, which I didn't know. And that opened my eyes because, you know, he landed in bed with the Dutch Crips. And I had my life threatened. And because it was held for ransom, but I helped the police out. My mom got me out of Holland in the space of 3 days. And that was the start of my healing journey. You know, I even tried to take my own life, taking a full box of ibuprofen. But all it did was give me a good night's sleep. And I went to see a counselor. And the counselor said to me, "Oh, Bernita, you're going to be fine. You know, you're strong enough." And that's not something that didn't help me. And so I chose to go the holistic route, and I found a Reiki healer, and that's how I rolled into healing myself. And I studied many other healing modalities, and you know, the emotional freedom technique, which is tapping the emotions out of your system, so that you can talk about the trauma that you've been through without the emotion. I studied meditation, drug and alcohol abuse. Many other modalities, even aroma touch and aromatherapy, holistic nutrition as well. And so that was the first part. And I started to teach Reiki as well. And then I had a second part where I had another really toxic relationship where the guy could not let me go. And he's like, "Well, people work things out." And he was suffering from depression. He also lost his mom. He had a reckless, lost his soul. And I supported him financially. Actually, I supported most of them financially. And I was always trying to help them find a job. Because wherever I lived in the world, you know, you can put me in the desert and I will find work. Because that is my mentality. And it just took its toll on me. And he wouldn't leave me at the keys to my home, refused to return them. And I just got so exasperated that I was on the floor crying, always in the dark crying. I even sold my home to get away from him and bought another home because I felt like such a failure. And I lay on the floor crying and I said to my guys, I said, "I can't do this anymore." I said, "I really can't." I said, "I really need help." I said, "What's the point of living?" And I did. I got a breadcrumb in the form of Kamba, which is shamanic healing with the Amazonian monkey tree frog, where a shaman burns several points on the top of your skin, whether that's on your leg or on your arm, and puts the poison on these dots. And what happens is you purge left, right, and center, right? You throw up, you purge, but it also comes, you got to run to the toilet. And at that point, I didn't care. But that started to give me clarity. And I started to make a bucket list of all the things that I wanted to do. And then including skydiving, because I had a fear of heights. And then several weeks later, I went to a fair, and I met my former mentor there, who is an Akashic record healer. And I went through many of my past lives to start healing that and to understand my experiences. And so I commenced channeling myself. And, I did it every day. And that was a very much a self-discovery and a self-healing process. And that's how I started to understand my experiences, because we get so absorbed in our experiences that we forget that we're not moving forward. I always say life is this game of evolution.
Well, yeah, I was wondering about that. How hard is it? How challenging is it for people to get out of their own head, to stop being in a self-centered situation, to open up that path forward?
Yeah, it is. It is difficult. I'm not gonna lie, because for me, sometimes it's been one step forward and two steps back, because it wasn't like I was given a cheat sheet or anything. I really had to discover it. I really had to figure it out. And it's all about when you find yourself in very difficult circumstances, it's really about understanding what triggers you. That's first of all. But we are trying to prove ourselves continuously. I was always very scared of hurting people and saying the wrong thing. And I was very much a people pleaser. But we first have to look within ourselves. We first have to take responsibility for our experiences of everything that we go through. And when people trigger us, it's like, well, don't look at them. Look at yourself and see why this person triggers you. You know, it's about appreciating ourselves and respecting ourselves and returning to that love for ourselves, which is hard because we live in such a society where, the labels. It's insane how many labels we slap upon our minds and try to make sense of life. Whereas life is really merely a return to love, nothing more, nothing less. If we were to love ourselves, if we were to love other people and appreciate them as they are, the world would be a different place.
Fascinating conversation. Brigitte Visser, the book is entitled Becoming Authentically Me. Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Brigitte Visser here on Downtown. It is 5:15.